Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was drunk at Station Square and filmed a video of myself singing Margaritaville, Ron? When no. I first moved to Pittsburgh.
Where is the video? I'd love to see it.
Do you remember at Station Square, this was, man, around 1990, they had one of those little places you could film, you could do a video. You could sing a video and film it, and then they would give you the little VHS tape to take home. I chose Margaritaville.
Margaritaville.
Somebody's got
that
tape.
By the end of the show.
Somebody's got that tape. My thoughts have crystallized. We talked about the drafting of Terrell Edmunds yesterday, whether it was a good pick or a bad pick. Ron, it was a bad pick, and here's why. Not that he's a bad player. Taking a strong safety, a box safety, with a first pick is a bad move. I would put it akin to taking a running back, where my philosophy would be, if you're getting a special one, then go for it. Otherwise, stay away from that position in the first round. That was the mistake. Edmunds himself, as far as box safety go, he's, you know, an average guy right in the middle of the pack. But don't take that position in the first round. That's my thought. Gears?
I don't think it was a bad pick. I think he was a good player here, not a great player. They picked him, what, 28th, way down in that first round.
Should you pick a box safety in the first round?
I get your point. You know, is it like Najee Harris, right? He's a special running back, people think. I see that. And maybe Terrell Edmunds wasn't that guy. But, I mean, I think there's something between good and bad picks. I wouldn't describe him as a bad pick.
I would describe the position as a bad pick.
As a great pick, I wouldn't do that either.
The position I would describe as bad drafting rationale.
A very serviceable player here for 5 years, 4 years, whatever he was here. 5 years? 4 years.
Yeah, five he was here. I would just say I wouldn't do that.
I
wouldn't do that again.
I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't take another guy type at another position type. Especially the second part in the first round. What are we doing here? Don't do that again. Don't take a box safety in the first round. Bolsey?
I like your comparison to the running back position because I think it is very similar. Where I know a lot of people say no matter who the guy is, no matter what his talent level is, what you think he can do in the league, never draft a running back in the first round. But when it came time to draft Najee Harris, what was that, 24th overall a couple of years ago? I was all for it because
I thought
this guy could be special, really special as a running back.
Maybe he will be. I don't know. He doesn't hit home runs, so I question that. I like Najee, but I question that pick. And Najee is a way better player, I think, at his position than Edmunds is at his.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
Ron?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Go ahead.
But isn't Najee making significantly more money than Edmunds made, too, right? Well, I guess it's all slotted anyway.
I don't know,
24
honestly.
Versus 28.
How much does Najee make?
But the deal
right
that, I mean, Edmunds got last year, 2.5, is peanuts.
Yeah. Be interesting to see what the Eagles gave him. Super Bowl NFC champ, Super Bowl runner-up, is interested in Terrell Edmunds. They got him. They like what he does, but only for 1 year. I can't wait to see the money on that.
I can't either.
He's just your plug-and-play starter. He's a guy you put
back
there.
They've lost people in their secondary.
Yeah.
I was looking at Jarvis Jones, 2013, number 17.
Now, there's a bust.
Yeah. Huh. How many sacks did Jarvis Jones get in his career? I'll give you each one guess. You have to get within one.
Man, he had a ton at, where is it, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
I think he led the SEC. I mean, he was, everybody loved him coming out. I'll say two.
It's going to say three.
Six?
Six.
He doubled up your total, Folsy. He wasn't a bust.
Tripled mine.
How many interceptions did... I got a great question. I have an unbelievable question. Who had more interceptions in their NFL career, Jarvis Jones or Artie Burns?
I got to guess Jarvis Jones, the way you're phrasing that.
Actually, no, but it's close. It was two for Jarvis and four for Artie Burns. How about that?
Can you believe Artie like went to Seattle and has been hanging on there?
Is he still in the league?
I think it was Seattle.
Is he still in the league?
He's a special teamer, I think, for the most part.
Holy horse milk. There's nobody left from that draft. From a lot of these drafts, Ron.
That one was a bad one.
Who's the biggest bust of the 21st century for the Steelers in terms of first-round picks? Devin Bush. I'll give you your candidates, your obvious candidates. Devin Bush, Artie Burns, Jarvis Jones, Ziggy Hood, and I think that's going to be it.
I'd go Devin.
Kendall Simmons was a good
player. I'd go
player.
Devin Bush because they traded way up to get him.
Yep, I
Ziggy
agree.
Hood played. I don't call him a bust. Wasn't a great pick. Jarvis Jones, a bust for sure. Artie Burns, a bust for sure. I'd say Devin Bush only because of they had to trade up to get him.
Nene. Come here, little Nene.
Now it makes it sound like it's I'm a kid.
Maybe you are.
No,
oh, yeah,
I forgot
you're supposed to be the grandparent.
Kid. Yeah. Nene,
he's the little kid.
Nene,
he is. Yeah.
I love you, Nene.
Can't you picture curling up with Nene to watch a movie or a baseball game,
nice
Ron,
little,
and then they cook
nice
you
little,
breakfast in the
he's
morning?
He's got that little baby. He's going to be cuddling with him.
Yep.
They cuddle with you till they're about, what, 10, 12 maybe, Joe?
Yeah,
they still like
anymore.
To sit on your lap. And
even
watch.
When I try and hug her, it
and
becomes
then it all
like,
it's like, isn't there like a reflex there?
Yeah.
And hey,
it's like I'm
don't
a human.
Even try to kiss her either.
Oh.
I mean, they want no part of that.
It's like I'm a human
but
lemon.
When
she
you're
doesn't
10
want
or,
anything
when,
you want
when
anything
they're 10
near
or
me.
12, they'll still come bounding into the room to sit on your lap to watch something.
Yep.
And then it's like magic. It's
you wake
no
up
long,
one day
it's
and
no
it's,
longer,
over.
Oh. It's no longer there.
When I used to
Joe,
do,
am I wrong? I'm
no,
right.
No, 100% right. Now I'm depressed. I used to leave this studio in 2010 when she was, what, two, three? I would go home every day and take a nap, and she would sleep right on my chest. She was the size of a little squirrel.
Aren't those the greatest memories?
Yeah, I miss that. Thank you for depressing me, Ron. Folsy,
sorry, I've been there, done that.
Artie Burns, Jarvis Jones, Devin Bush, or Ziggy Hood, the biggest bust of the first-round bust of the 21st century.
Yeah, I'm not going to go Ziggy Hood because he was the last pick of the first round, right?
And he played a little
and
bit.
And he played.
And he had 14 sacks here. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's got to be Devin Bush. I mean, the fact that they traded up for him, they did something that was out of character for the Steelers organization to do, although I know they traded up a couple other times in the first round in their history, but that was kind of out of the ordinary. They loved this guy coming out, and he stunk, and now he's gone.
I disagree wholeheartedly with both of you because Devin Bush finished third in Rookie of the Year voting, Defensive Rookie of the Year voting. That's not to say he wasn't a bust. It's only in the context
yeah,
of this conversation.
I get what you're saying.
A bust to me is somebody who never makes an impact in the NFL. Not somebody who finishes third in Rookie of the Year voting before
he
tears up
Jarvis
his knee.
Jones.
I'm thinking about Artie Burns, Ron.
I mean, Devin Bush really had, I'd say.
No, I'm saying Jarvis Jones. You're right. The more I look at it and think about it, Jarvis Jones. It's Jarvis Jones. They got
so much.
If you go back to Cowher's days, Jermaine Stephens, I would match against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He cut him, I think, his second training camp.
Yeah, even Troy Edwards at least had 200 catches in the league.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean he's not a bad pick, but bust is a little Ooh. Harsher, you know.
Yeah, all the guys
Troy
we mentioned.
Edwards was a bad pick.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a bust.
No. And I don't think Bush, I think, was a bust because of the things you guys mentioned. But he just wasn't as much of a bust as a guy taking just seven picks later, Jarvis Jones.
What would have happened if he hadn't have been hurt?
What about Huey Richardson,
That's
Ron?
The $1 million. He was another terrible one.
16 games in his whole career with no stats whatsoever.
Jermaine Stevens is the one that really stands out for me.
All right, I asked you guys a question before the break. It was in my mailbag this week.
Intergalactically read.
Mm-hmm. Name the Pittsburgh-born athlete.
I got my answer.
That had the most notable game against a Pittsburgh team. So a Pittsburgh-born athlete who came back to haunt a team in Pittsburgh at least once. Ron?
Dan Marino.
Yep.
The 84 AFC Championship game when mm-hmm. Chuck Knoll went across the field to shake Don Shula's hand and you could read his lips. Wow.
Yes.
That offensive explosion from Dan Marino.
And I agree.
Duper and Clayton.
That was the only one I thought of. I did this very quickly this morning because I was trying to arrange a date for you, but with Cindy. But that was the obvious one, 420 yards, four touchdowns. And it's. I had forgotten that the Steelers in 1984 got that close to a Super Bowl. They were in the AFC title game
in
84.
That was the AFC championship game.
Mark Malone at quarterback, Ron?
I believe
it was.
That one ended up like 45-28, something like that, my memory.
And everybody always talks about how down the 80s were for the Steelers. But
well, they were. But that was kind of an outlier.
Yeah, that was an outlier to make it to the AFC title game, you know? Anything else? Anyone else come to mind?
I can't think of anybody. Who?
One day in Oakland when Terrell Pryor took off, 98
That's
yards?
That's a great one,
That's a good
Bullsey.
Call. That's a great call.
For the Raiders.
That's
right
a great
up the
one.
Middle of the field. See ya.
Who blew that play? That was a Woodley-blown play,
Woodley?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
He fell for it. I was there that day. I can remember that play. Good call.
Thank you, Folsey.
You're welcome.
Very kindly for coming up with that.
And I was thinking others, you know, Ty Law. Anything there? No, not really. Namath?
Tyler Boyd beating the Steelers and then saying they quit.
Yeah, he's on fire, Ron.
Yeah, but that's not a...
Yeah, I mean, that's not a historically
that was just a
great
comment in a game.
But he did beat the Steelers and then ripped them. That's a notable Pittsburgh-born athlete coming back to haunt the team, right?
Yep.
Don't downgrade Folsey.
How about Dick Groat? Did he ever do anything? With the Cardinals, maybe?
I don't know.
You know.
Montana? Dorsett?
I was looking back at Dorsett.
Ken Griffey Jr.? See my eyebrows going up and down, Folsey?
See a Pittsburgh guy.
Denora.
Yeah.
Denora, PA.
Marino's two and Arnie Palmer. He couldn't have done anything to a Pittsburgh athlete or
Not
team.
To a
Could
Pittsburgh
he have?
Team. Nope. Played with Rocco Mediate at the U.S. Open.
What about hockey? Are we missing hockey?
Not that many Pittsburgh-born guys over the years.
I know.
Right?
But there's some.
I mean, Trocheck, Gibson.
Ryan Malone. Did he do anything in Tampa to them?
Gibson.
Umberger.
John Gibson? Umberger.
Remember Umberger?
For the Flyers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did bad things to them.
I mean, sure. I don't think he had any great games, but he was still a Flyer.
I still remember the time I mistook some other guy for Umberger and interviewed him for 10 minutes and said, thanks, RJ, and he said, I'm not him. Let the whole interview go on. Just so his teammates could laugh.
I had one of those. It was a training camp. I mean, and I didn't know those players by faces. And one guy had like a kickoff return for a touchdown. And I said to Bouchette, you know, which one is this guy? And now I can't even remember his name. He goes, guy, right over there. And I walk over. It wasn't him.
Did Ed do you dirty there? Or
no,
he didn't know?
I think Ed did. Ed was bad with faces, too. I don't think Ed would have done me dirty. I think Ed was just as much of a didn't know what was going on like I did. But he goes, oh, that's him. So I go over there and I go, TJ, way to run that kickback or something like that. I'm not DJ.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling.
Oh, here's another one somebody's texting in.
Please.
Same team as we were just talking about.
Yes.
Bruce Gradkowski for the Raiders.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.
That's a great one. Well, the
he hurt two Pittsburgh teams. He beat Pitt in Toledo.
That's right. He might be the champion.
He beat Pitt in Toledo, and then he beat the Steelers here.
He didn't just beat them. They scored four. Hold on a second
here. He embarrassed them.
Four fourth quarter touchdowns. 28 points.
You were at that Toledo game, right?
I was at both of these.
Wasn't that the dessert game?
The dessert game.
Yeah, they had an unbelievable dessert tray.
Starkey still talks about it to this day.
Bruce Gradkowski threw three touchdowns in the fourth quarter at Heinz Field with a terrible, terrible 2-8 Raiders team, and they beat the Steelers. He won a shootout with Big Ben because the Steelers scored three times in the fourth quarter. 28-21.
Later he came back and was Ben's backup.
Somebody else saying Major Harris.
Was there a particularly memorable game against Pitt, Ron, for Major
West
Harris?
Virginia, I don't remember one standing out, but I mean, he was the quarterback when I went to the national championship.
I wasn't
thinking
college so much. These are great.
What about Gradkowski, definitely.
Gradkowski,
two teams.
Two very notable. He ruined Pitt's season.
Yeah.
Because they came into that ranked pretty highly, as I recall, Ron.
What about your man, Jim Kelly?
Not Pittsburgh. He's not Pittsburgh. I mean, Denora is one thing. East Brady is another. You don't consider him a Pittsburgh guy, do you, Ron?
I consider him Western Pennsylvania.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's East Brady's in Western PA, I would think.
If Ken Griffey Jr. is.
Hold on a second here, Folsy. Pittsburgh,
I mean,
to East Brady.
Did Kelly ever stick a knife to the Steelers?
Yeah, you're right, Ron. It's only 57 miles away.
It's up around Butler.
It's up past Butler.
It's not far past Butler.
My apologies to everybody there. Now, how far is Denora? All right, then Jim Kelly. Yeah, Jim Kelly.
Did he torture the Steelers?
Actually, he was hurt the year they beat Cowher 24-3, but he did throw five touchdowns, maybe six in a game against the Steelers.
I don't remember that one.
My apologies to you as well, Folsy. Denora is further away than East
Brady. How can he question you, Nene?
I'm really sorry.
Nene, how can he question you?
Now this thing won't work again, which means I'm going to smash it to pieces. Those are really good ones. What was the other question, Folsy?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Yeah, Denora's only 27 miles away. It's actually closer than East Brady. Ron, how far do we go before you're out of Pittsburgh? I can get to Ohio in 50 miles. Is that Pittsburgh?
I mean, I grew up in Beaver Falls. It was like 15 miles from Ohio.
I mean, when we get to East Brady, we're talking 57 miles. That's still Pittsburgh?
It's the Pittsburgh area. It's Western Pennsylvania.
I was always amazed. I didn't realize how from Pittsburgh I really was until I went to Waynesburg, and I'd have people that say, oh, yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh. Oh, where'd you grow up? Greensburg. What?
I consider Greensburg
I know,
to be part
but
of
like
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh to me, like I grew up in Shaler, which is like, you know,
right, but
15 minutes from the city.
If you went away to college at UCLA in California and you were from Greensburg, wouldn't you tell all your buddies
you're
from Pittsburgh?
I'm from
yes,
Pittsburgh,
you would.
Right.
I didn't necessarily, you know, like, I didn't say they were wrong, but I just didn't realize how close to actual Pittsburgh I was from.
Does Jim Kelly, though, tell people he's from Pittsburgh? Does he? Are the Kellys from Pittsburgh?
The Kellys are from East Brady.
Well, it says right here in his Wikipedia, born in Pittsburgh. Well, he was probably born in Pittsburgh. He grew up 60 miles to the northeast. I don't know, Ron. I can get to Wheeling, West Virginia in less than 60 miles. I can get to the Ohio.
Morgantown, right?
Yeah, Morgantown, 75. It's borderline for me, Folsy.
Yeah.
It's borderline.
It is.
I mean, I grew up watching and rooting for Jim Kelly. I never thought of him as a Pittsburgh guy. Does he think of himself as that? I could be all wet here.
I'll tell you, this Noel, I'm watching these passes he made last night. Spectacular.
He's a great little player, man. That was one of the great performances. He's
20 points, 19 assists, and 5 steals.
He's the darling of the tournament now. That was a vintage performance.
Carlisle is certainly not Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, so how far do we go up the turnpike,
that's
Ron?
That's pretty far.
That is far.
That's pretty far.
Remember when Kitty Carlisle got stuck there covering the Penguins?
I do remember that. That's the central part of the state.
Well, how far away is Carlisle? Yeah, it's 148 miles.
Yeah,
Ron
not,
is right about that.
That's not.
So how far do we go up the turnpike that way east before you're not a Pittsburgher anymore?
I don't know.
Tell me,
Folsom. Yeah, eyeball it.
Somerset? You a Pittsburgh guy or woman?
Somerset.
Somerset,
far.
Ron? You grew up Seven Springs. No. You a Pittsburgh
no.
person?
No. That's a little farther east.
People are saying Gronk. Get out of here with Gronk. He was here for like one year.
Yeah, get out of here with him. Ron,
get out of here.
Get out of Ron. Here. Seven Springs is 59 miles. East Brady is 57.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
I'm perplexed here. I am.
And are you
I'm
flummoxed?
Scared. I'm scared that people are going to be angry.
Are you flummoxed?
Why? Why are they going to be angry?
I don't know. They always are, aren't they?
Yeah. People do get angry a lot.
I need to know where Cindy's beach house is.
What about...
That's what I need to know.
What about Curtis Martin?
Might be on the Mon or something like that.
Might be. No, it sounded like they might have a nice beach house in Florida, Ron.
Maybe it's Hawaii, for God's
yeah.
sake.
Right. What, Falsey?
What about Curtis Martin?
What about him?
Did he have any? Did he have any games against the Steelers?
Yes, he did. And if they had won that game where their idiot kicker missed a bunch of field goals, then Curtis Martin
his
would
name
be
O'Brien,
part of this.
O'Brien, right?
Yeah.
That was Ben's rookie year.
I couldn't help
it
that.
It was.
It just flew out, flew
yeah,
out.
Flew out.
That was Ben's rookie year, right? That's before they lost to New England in the championship game.
Yeah, their guy kept missing field goals. All right. I think we've exhausted that.
I think so.
Yes?
I think so.
Are we getting Twitter feedback on Jim Kelly, whether he's from Pittsburgh or not?
No, not specifically on that.
I don't know, Ron. No, I don't think so. My wife's from Brockway.
Oh,
she's not
on.
From Pittsburgh. Of course, okay. That's a little further away.
This person claims, says, Jim is my uncle and does not associate with Pittsburgh as being his home city. Do we believe this person that Jim
I
is
do.
His uncle?
I do believe him.
So he's just East Brady?
Yeah, he's a Pennsylvania guy, but not a Pittsburgh guy.
All right.
I think. I don't know, Ron. Jim Kelly threw for 6 touchdowns against the Steelers on September 8th, 1991.
I don't remember that one.
That's from Patrick Leland. Is that Jim's son? Ron?
Yeah, Pat. His son, Pat. Same spelling, L-E-Y-L-A-N-D.
But how do I know if it's him? Should I check his tweets?
Yeah.
He's got @1992Pirates tweets on here. Must be him.
That's Jim's son.
He played baseball at Kent. He's got highlights from the old Pirate teams, Ron. Do you want me to say hi to him for you? Do you know him?
No, I can say hi. Hello, Patrick.
Folsey, you want to say hello
Your
to Patrick?
Your old man
hello,
is one
Patrick.
Of the most fascinating people I've ever met. High on my list of all-time favorites. And I'm not the only one who says that.
Folsey says it, too. Hi, Patrick. He's a proud Canavan grad, I believe, Ron. Played baseball there.
God, his dad is the best.
I don't know. You just want to go to the end of the hour and then go on vacation. This segment is now like
45 minutes
over.
We're like 15 minutes over.
You want to make this like the end of Thelma and Louise where we just drive off a cliff?
You and me are neither one of us may come back. Maddie, you may show up here Monday morning and be you and Pompey Annie.
I know.
You'd like that because you bow
yes,
down
you would.
To him, yep. boy.
You'd like it if it was you and Pomp, right?
Sure.
Thank you, Folsey.
You're welcome.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. It's
132.
And a good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. And Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken 180. Malzy?
Thank you, Malzy.
Malzy, right?
Malzy.
Every day for him. Ron?
I think I was supposed to do this at 1:16. Is it okay to do it now at 1:33? Maddie,
yes,
is it okay?
Please. Please do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.